our party is not disbanded. The MMD is very strong. All that has happened has been an attempt by an indisciplined government official to deregister the MMD, which is registered with the Registrar of Societies. As far as MMD is concerned, we are up to date. We've paid our returns and statutory obligations up to 13th January 2012, and as such, we're a validly registered political party with the Registrar of Societies. And this is why we received with shock and contempt the attempt by the Registrar of Societies stating that he has deregistered the MMD for failure to pay statutory obligations. Our lawyers have already taken up this matter to get an execution of stay. However, we know that this is purely a political issue, a step to obliterate the MMD, and it will not work because the MMD is a strong party. We govern this country using the rule of law. We will be the last ones not to be able to follow the law. So we are very confident that this attempt will be treated with the contempt it deserves because it is an attempt to mutilate democracy by one person trying to intervene in the interests of 13 million Zambians.
Ms. Celia, if you have the receipt as payment of your duties obligated under the Constitution or by regulation, why didn't you present instead of delaying?
Well, we have paid and we have documents to this effect. In fact, our bone of contention is that even if the Registrar of Societies felt there was something we hadn't done, well, at least he should have notified us. We got no notice at all. And by law, if we have a notice, we have 21 days in which to appeal or deal with the matter. We got no notice at all. All we saw were threats in the paper. And finally, a copy of a press briefing, not even a letter to the party, but a copy of a press briefing where this indisciplined government official goes as far as saying he has, with immediate effect, declared the MMD 53 seats in parliament vacant, way out of his remit, out of his mandate, because that can only be done by the speaker on the advice of the Electoral Commission of Zambia. This is why we are saying this person is totally misguided, and we've known his character in the past. He forged the signature of the late president, the third president of Zambia, President Mwanawasa. He was also masquerading as a lawyer while he was a student. This is common knowledge in Zambia. So either he's incompetent because he extended his remit in the press briefing that he had, but also that he's really just politically naive to believe that he can attempt to deregister a big opposition party in Zambia, like the MMD, even without the due process in terms of writing to us officially.
But Ms. Leia, as you just enumerated, you've had warnings in the newspapers. Why wouldn't your party be proactive to address some of these concerns that this man is talking about in order not to be in such a position?
We had no warnings in the papers. We had reporters telling us that the Registrar of Societies was threatening to deregister the MMD. We waited to find out why, because as far as we are concerned, we don't have an issue, and that is the point I'm trying to make, because we are up to date with our statutory obligations as a political party, and we have these documents that we will continue to display to the nation and anybody else who is interested to show that we have paid our obligations. So unless the Registrar of Societies had written to us to tell us his bone of contention, because what we are seeing in his press briefing is not even official to the party. It was purely a statement he made today stating that he has deregistered the MMD.
You said the MMD lawyers have petitioned the court. How soon would this be in effect?
Well, this was being done today by the lawyers as soon as we heard of this news. Because obviously we're looking for interpretation for judicial review from the courts on first of all, that this indisciplined government official can even threaten to nullify seats which authority has not. But also that we have to understand the due process of why he even thinks he can deregister us. Because we are obviously not on the same page. As far as we are concerned, we are a duly registered party with a Registrar of Societies.